Glenda Ritz last week officially became the first Democrat in nearly four decades to hold Indiana's top elected education post. She faced down long odds to unseat incumbent Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Bennett in the November general election, and now she faces an equally steep challenge, navigating the tricky politics of the Republican-controlled Indiana General Assembly. But State Impact Indiana's Kyle Stokes reports the tone Ritz struck in her first week on the job is encouraging to some Indiana teachers, and even to a conservative State House observer.
Tony Bennett may have outspent Glenda Ritz 5-1 in last year's state superintendent's race, but Ritz still had a key advantage. She had the support of many Indiana teachers, in part because Ritz was one of their own.
When I saw that she was running for office, I'm like, oh my goodness, I like know her and I know who she is. And she's a librarian.
Pike Township school librarian Tammy Buchanan admits she doesn't know Ritz well, but she says she did interview Ritz once, a couple years ago, when she was earning her library degree. And even then, Buchanan thought, wow.
She's talking about being involved with the union, teachers union, and being involved with leadership and with the central office of your school system and with the State House. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I was quite overwhelmed.
The new superintendent of public instruction for the great state of Indiana, Miss Glenda Ritz.
Buchanan was one of hundreds of supporters and statewide dignitaries who packed into the Indiana State House atrium on a bright Saturday afternoon to watch Ritz take the oath of office. With many teachers in the audience, there was one line in her inaugural address that drew applause.
Teachers have chosen their career because it's a career of service, and their service does deserve positive acknowledgement.
I got tired of hearing about the bad teachers were the root of a lot of the problems.
Warren Township school librarian Susie Hiley says many teachers felt antagonized during Tony Bennett's years in office. Now she hopes Ritz will focus on the positive.
I hope the tone will change from, you know, all these awful bad teachers. We got to get rid of these bad teachers to how do we support the teachers we have?
The tone Ritz struck is even drawing compliments from some of her critics. After the election, Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice President Robert Enlow said he worried Ritz overseeing the state's voucher program would be like the fox guarding the hen house. These days, Enlow still has his concerns, but he says Ritz's staff has taken a less aggressive stance.
There's a difference between those people who would be on staff and say, we don't like this and we're not going to talk with you, and those who are saying, okay, we understand we have a duty to actually implement this program. Let's talk about how to do that reasonably. And sounds like there's some people in there that we're going to be able to talk to, and we're excited about that.
Ritz campaigned for office by railing against not only the voucher program, but against teacher evaluations she called too punitive and a school culture she saw as too test-focused. But in office, Enlow says Ritz has the difficult task of working with majority Republicans who oppose her campaign stances while still chalking up victories on behalf of her campaign's supporters.
The question is, what can she deliver for that group of people over the course of the next 4 years? And that's between those two things will be the determining factor of how well she does and whether she continues in that office.
During her first week in office, two bills surfaced in the House that would limit Ritz's oversight of both Indiana's school choice programs and the State Board of Education. But Ritz's chief of staff, Craig Hartzer, once an aide to Governor Frank O'Bannon, says the new superintendent hopes to establish mutual respect with lawmakers.
The waters are likely to be choppy and a bit turbulent, but I'm very confident that the new superintendent will be able to put her positions forward in a very persuasive way.
The Ritz administration decided against setting a formal legislative agenda for this session. And while the head of Indiana Democrats for Education Reform says he'd prefer Ritz better define where she stands on current issues, a Ritz spokesperson says the superintendent would prefer to spend at least this session finding common ground with lawmakers. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.